I'm back. I'm sorry for the long break I had, but I'm finally back.
Yay!
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about a very, 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 very sad topic. And that topic is global warming. And I feel like I need to explain it a bit to you guys before I, you know, get into it. Global warming is a thing where the earth heats up, like it's overheating than what it's supposed to be. Like that's why icebergs are melting and all that. And some of the reasons that we have global warming is because of greenhouses, cars that run on gas, anything that runs on gas, factories and oil leaks and all of that. So basically, clouds are made from a process called the water cycle. But we make smoke and the smoke turns into the clouds. So greenhouses let gases into the air so that they can make clouds. And those gases, they turn into clouds and they cover the earth, right? Let's just say this one greenhouse. It makes clouds around the greenhouse. It covers the earth. And then we also have cars that like cars that run on gas. The gas come out of them and it goes turns into clouds. And then we have factories who let the most gas out, I'm pretty sure. The factories are greenhouses, I'm not sure, but it's probably not cars. Anyways, one of those two, it makes like a bunch of gas and it just goes straight into the air. And basically, with all that, and maybe even more that I don't know of, all that, it creates clouds. And the clouds surround the earth. And we all know the earth is a circle, so it makes one big circle around the earth. And the clouds, basically, they keep, like, heat comes onto the earth from the sun. But at nighttime, when it starts getting cold, as usual, Edmonton, it leaves the earth's surface and starts going up. But the clouds stop it from doing that. So the heat goes up, and it hits the clouds and bounces right back down. And just stays on earth, and it never leaves. So, and that causes overheating. And overheating causes melting and climate change and stuff like that. And, like, droughts and fires, like the forest fires in Australia, if they're still going on. I'm not sure. I haven't kept in touch about those. But a lot of animals have died, and that's really sad, especially koalas. Anyways, that's basically how global warming is. And most people, well, some people are dedicated to recycling, not using too much gas and walking wherever they can, and not putting plastic in garbage cans and stuff like that, while others just think it's okay, it doesn't really matter. But trust me, I encourage all of you guys, everyone who's listening to this video, to recycle and do whatever you can. Do your part in helping the earth. Like, this summer, everyone was in about helping the turtles. And hopefully it stays that way because we were able to help a little bit because of everyone's obsessions with turtles. Anyways, yeah, because, well, it was a popular thing to do, so that's why everyone did it. But even if it's not popular, even if it's not the big thing, you should still care about the earth and help the environment and everything. Because for me, helping the environment is like one of the top things in my goals for 2020. And the very top thing says do whatever we can to save the planet, because if we keep going at a rate like this and how we're living on Earth by 2045, I don't think we're going to survive, because we're not going to have anything else. We're gonna have a bunch of extinct animals. I mean, in Africa, lions, rhinos, and a bunch of animals are going extinct. And in, well, I don't really know where pandas live, but they're going extinct too. And turtles are going extinct. So far, just these animals are going extinct really quickly. Like, for rhinos, there was like 24,000 of them, and now it's like 1,000, 2,000, I don't know, maybe even in the hundreds now, because people killed them for their horns, which isn't really good. It's better to just take the horn and not its life. But anyways, thank you all for watching, and I hope to see you guys next Friday or sooner. See what I can do. Goodbye!